Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey man. Yo, what's happening? It's the Kid Dice Soho. I just finished my interview with Hollywood Unlocked, Uncensored, you did. Them motherfuckers is funny and they crazy as hell. Stay tuned, because interview coming soon. You dig?
What up, everybody? This is Jason Lee, and this is Hollywood Unlocked, Uncensored.
Hey, it's your girl, Veronica Obeng.
Your boy, Giovanni Watson. Hold up.
Okay, and finally, after multiple requests, multiple unavailability, because you know when you're trying to tie down a rock star who's on the rise, it's hard to get them in the building. But finally, Dice Soho is here.
Dice Soho, what's up, bro?
What's happening, man? You know, just out here posted West Coasted and getting hella toasted. You did.
Damn, nigga came with this
too much. Nigga stay rhyming.
So it's not that often that we have a rapper here. So let me ask you, on the level of high, are you from a 0 to a 10? Where are you right now?
Man, we on 11 right now. We don't know how to, like, slow down on smoking, man. It just be blunt after blunt after blunt.
It's why do y'all do that, man? I got a lot of homies that's rapping.
I don't know. It feel better to me.
As y'all smoking, y'all rolling another one. Like, what the fuck?
Definitely. We got a special roller back here behind me. He know how to roll perfect those.
But why is it the dark niggas that are always why are the dark niggas always the best blunt rollers?
I'm so done.
Hold on. And I don't need people coming for me talking about Jason. This is colorism. Got another light skinned nigga in the building. So you hate him. Y'all dark skinned niggas know how to drink Hennessy and roll blunts better than anybody.
I'm not even laughing at that. I'm laughing at the fact that he traveled a blunt roller. Because I looked at him, I was like, he's a cool dude. Listen, cool, humble.
Nah, he do everything, though. Okay. He the man with the master plan right there.
Oh, that's but, what's
yeah,
up.
He do it all.
But you have to find your hidden talents. When you have friends who, you know, they can do a cornrow better than nobody else in prison, you hire that motherfucker to do that. Okay, so, Dice Soho, let me tell you. So, I'm online every day trying to find, you know, who's hot, who's not hot, who's fucking who's stealing shit, who's a hot rapper, who's a whack rapper, who's a hot rapper that's not really hot on the. I'm just online looking for everything. And
right.
So, I had discovered you some time ago and, you know, went through your Instagram. I saw some people you know that I know in Houston and then started familiarizing myself with the music. And you have some really good music.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate y'all.
So where's the movement? Because I remember, and I'm going to tell a story here I've never told. Back in the day when I used to hang out in the streets, I met a guy named Drake at the BET Awards. Didn't know who he was. He was a little corny at the time because he was an actor. He wasn't really rapping. But this was back in MySpace days were popping. And so he was my MySpace friend, but I didn't know that he did music because he was always talking about fashion and wearing fly clothes. So one day I go to MySpace, and there's a person with a song. His name is Drake. He's from Canada. I hit Drake, and I'm like, yo, there's a guy in Canada trying to steal your swag. And he basically said, to save you time, he said, that's me. I'm working with my mentor, Lil Wayne, and my shit about to be hot, and I'm going to change the game. And I was like, this nigga's so ambitious. This was funny. And then now Drake is...
It's Drake.
No, Drake is Aubrey again now.
And then when I look at all the rappers who are out right now who have like that potential of really becoming a superstar, from the branding piece to the aesthetic piece to the music, like you literally are like one of those few people. So my question to you is like, where did you come from? How did you just pop up on the scene and get everybody talking about you? And let's tell your story.
My uncle, he really started everything. He was making music first. I was like in school. I was like probably like middle school. I still ain't know what to do and shit. But you know, that was around the time like all the artists like Soulja Boy was lit, the Romeos, Lil Wayne's and all of that was like it was super litty. So he inspired me to make music, so I just started getting in the studio with him and just fucking around. I was just playing around. I feel like stuff ain't get serious till about high school. Then that's when stuff started to take off. Like after I graduated high school, I was doing a lot of groundwork in the streets too. Like in Houston, like growing up, I was going to meet and greets. I was pulling up on DJs, handing out flash drives, pressing CDs, T-shirts, posters, just passing them out, just trying to get my name out there. Just always been on the scene, meeting other artists, taking pictures with artists, and just trying to build that in. Thing looking real good right now.
So then when you were out there hustling, so you were basically you're a one-man street team.
Yeah.
Just promoting all your own shit.
Yeah.
But were you fucking with Trey, the truth? When you're fucking with Trey, I mean, all the Houston.
I'm cool with everybody in Houston. Trey the truth. All the Houston artists. Paul Waz, Bun B, Slim Thug.
But back then you didn't know. Like, I mean, you didn't know them then, right? Bun B and all them. Or you knew who they were, but were you?
No.
Okay. Because they were both just on Wildin' Out, and I'm on Wildin' Out, and I'd met them. And I know that they got a lot of street credibility and respect in the game in Houston. So how did you go from being the guy who was out passing out the flash drive and the shirts and all of that to being respected by the vets?
Man, it's just all about just applying pressure. You just got to stay in people's face. You got to make people remember your face, remember who you are. You just always got to just try to be different but be you at the same time.
So I'm listening to your music, and I'm at the house last night on Instagram Live, you know, being reckless, of course, with the Love and Hip Hop people. And I'm playing your music in the background, and everybody's trying to figure out who I'm playing. And I'm saying I'm playing Dice Soho. When I'm listening to your music, you have a common theme in almost every song. You talk about getting your dick sucked. You're not really talking about killing people or blowing up buildings. The giraffe song. That's whole new shit.
Why not keep it positive, right?
Like, yeah. Getting head is positive.
That's very positive. No, that's good energy.
No, I know, because you know, usually when I interview somebody, it's like, what inspires you?
It's a wonderful feeling. I mean, like, my bitches get mad because I don't like having sex. Like, I'd rather just lay back and just chill and, like, just be halfway asleep, halfway up. You feel me?
And watching the game.
Yeah, just get that boy chewed off real quick. Just tell the bitch, hey, mommy, eat that butt real quick. You dig? Go back to sleep. You feel me?
Get that thing chewed off.
Wait, so
I'll start saying that.
So what inspired the music was primarily just getting your dick sucked and not feeling the need to go anywhere in terms of violence or any other thing that doesn't really motivate you.
Right. You gotta just stay positive, bro. I mean, shit.
I mean, but you being from Houston, Texas, like, it's easy to fall into that gang shit. Why did you choose not to, or what happened in your life?
That's a good question.
I feel like my family already did that, so I mean, what's the point of me doing it? They trying to make sure I'm living good and I'm keeping my head straight. My pops was always there for me, you know what I'm saying? My mama was always there. Me and all my boys, Icy Life, we always stay positive. In high school, we was always the ones that was just staying, at least trying to stay out of trouble, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
We was just trying to stay out of trouble. Like, we did a couple of bullshit here and there, but I mean, we just always try to stay positive.
Gotcha. I mean, you ain't got the cliche tats on the face, the hands.
Don't be looking at him and judging him. There are thugs in the street right now wearing suits.
Let me get there. I know that, but I'm just saying, is that something that you feel like you might
You just sat here and profiled him.
No, I did not, but I'm... No, the fuck I did not.
I just said
he don't have the cliche rapper look, which is dope because that's what Wayne said about Drake when he first came out, the fact that he didn't have no tattoos.
Okay.
Appreciate
you. So, why, do you feel like that's something you might slide into later on, or is just kind of going with the flow?
Nah, I'm chilling. I'm trying to get a bag. I'm trying to get a real bag. I'm really not even here to play around. You feel me? I'm all serious business. You feel me?
This is why he's here. He's not here because he's gonna slide into putting on tattoos and being a fucking killer.
I'm trying to secure it.
I'm not saying that, asshole.
Shout out to 21 Savage, who just followed us, by the way. So when you look at some of the clowns that are in the business now, do you ever look at some people though and just say, why you're famous because you're a troll, not because you have rap skills? And I should be. Do you ever compare yourself to other people's?
Not really. Actually, not at all. I mean, everybody got their own reasons to doing whatever they want to do, and it works for a lot of these artists. You know what I'm saying? What works for someone else might not work for me. So if you got your face tatted and it's working, you get in the bag. That's all that matter. Do what you do. Salute.
Mm. Yeah, I remember one time Floyd Mayweather told somebody, don't put a bumper sticker on a Bentley. Anyway, to each his own. Okay, so right now, if you're
it's true. You don't, certain cars you don't change, and I just, for me as a woman, I just don't identify when people scribble on their faces.
Mm-hmm. Well, scribbling, Scribbling. I mean,
I have tattoos. I'm not adverse to it. I'm just saying you're a very handsome young man, and I just I hope you don't start scribbling.
Why are
on
you
your
talking
face.
To Dice like a for mother?
Sure. I'm not, no, no, because what he talks about, he wants to be positive and stay positive. And I think like when you think about you're getting famous now, I've listened to your music. I mean, it's really awesome. But you also have to think about like growth in the future. And Jay-Z became an icon. Can you have that long term evolution with an ice cream cone on your cheek?
Wait, don't you talk about Gucci Mane like that. Gucci Mane has a... Do you know Gucci has an ice cream cone? He had an ice cream cone on his face.
He had. He still... I didn't know he had it on.
Okay, we're not going to talk about Gucci. Gucci, I don't want no smoke. You know, the thing about what I do is real controversial. Like, every time I see you, it's love. Online, it's love. You know, I love your music. I don't want no smoke in these streets. So, shout out to niggas with ice cream cones and 6ix9ine and shit on their face. All right, so... In terms of your music, so the people that I know, you came up with Trill Sammy. You guys, was that one of your first biggest songs?
Shout out Trill, yeah, definitely. That was right after we graduated, or after I graduated high school. We had linked up right after high school, me and my boys, and we just started messing around in the studio, and that record just watched took off and took us to the next level.
So now Trill Sammy, like Gio, has his nudes online. Do you ever think that some of these
hold
girls?
Hold on, say it again.
Trill Sammy and
don't
Gio,
have a repeat
this
that
guy,
shit, bro.
They leak their nudes because all
I
they
never
do,
leak my shit.
All they do is sit up online and text girls penises and stuff like that. And then what happens is those girls get mad when you blow up and don't put them in the credits, and then they put your ass on blast. So do you ever fear like there's a girl out there that got some shit? Like we did a video when I was like 19, and I'm dreading this bitch putting it out.
Oh man. I know my friend. Hey Trill, call me ASAP, man. Hit my line, man.
All right, so how do you in this generation of rap music, how do you stay so positive though? Because I've seen you at the parties, I've seen Gucci give you respect, I've seen Fetty give you respect. So how do you earn people's
shout out Gucci and WAP for sure.
How do you earn people's the people who are like the vets in the industry, how do you earn their respect without diving into that crazy shit?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I just try to keep it positive. I don't know. I mean, what's the reason to, like, what's the reason for all the other shit? It's enough money for everybody. It's money for everybody to get. That's the way I look at things. It's really no, especially in this industry, this music industry, this game already fucked up. So, shit, I'm trying to make the best out of it.
So how much more giraffe do you get when you get famous? Like, do you just fly in the city? Like, you fly into a city to do a show. Do you just put, like, you know how Batman would have a signal when he need people to show up? Do you put, what type of signal do you
giraffe
put out?
Signal.
A giraffe.
The Toys R Us out in the air.
Man, I don't know. I mean, you know, they out there waiting. They out there waiting and lurking and scouting, you feel me? But, I mean... I mean, I just be chilling nowadays. I mean, a couple like probably like last year, I used to like wild out or whatever with the gang. But I mean, we kind of slowed down a little bit. But I mean, shit. I mean, I don't know.
Cause it would be a disaster to have an Oops Baby right now.
Oh man,
yeah, nah, fuck all that shit. We trying to get the bag. We ain't doing too much. We ain't playing. If you ain't paying, then you ain't staying. And we ain't laying. We ain't doing none of that other. All that little freaky score shit, we ain't doing none of that shit.
So yesterday I was online.
No bullshit.
So online trolling yesterday as I do in my downtime, and I see a picture of him and Drummer Boy who I've known forever.
Shout out Drummer.
And of course, you know, I left a comment on Dice. I'm like, okay, Drummer, ask this nigga why he keeps avoiding our fucking interview, because I've been talking to you for right. How long. And then one of your trolls, one of your fans, emails Hollywood Unlocked and says, you need to pay for this interview. And I send it to him. He was like, who the fuck is that? So thank you for not charging me for the interview today.
All right, no, man.
So as clean as your image is, you have no dirt out there at all. You haven't fucked a Kardashian. You haven't, you haven't pissed on Christina Milian yet.
No.
Okay, so.
Yet.
What are the. Veronica's like, why did I sign up to do this show?
No, it's all love. I'm just sitting back. Go ahead.
Well, that's what Christina Milian would be doing if he was pissing on her.
I'm not Christina Milian, and that's none of my business.
You know what else I like about you? I don't feel like you're looking at any of these industry chicks to, you know, because I feel like women make a lot of men famous these days.
Yeah.
Do you look at, like, have you sat back with your team and said, I'm going to hit Kendall off and get that Kardashian bag? And then, like, do you think like that about, like, needing these girls to.
Nah. Nah, I really don't even be looking. I mean, shit, if it come, it come. I'm out here just, you know what I'm saying? I'm just working. I'm focused. If it come, if it's there, it's there. You feel me? I mean, if something happened, if something happened. But, you know, I'm chilling.
Would you, is there a celebrity chick that you've been looking at whose DMs you may have slid in or want to slide in?
Nah.
Not one?
Nah.
So not even Christina Milian?
Nah, I mean, I really haven't. I mean, shit,
So I'm going to take this clip right here and say to Christina, like, you know, because I just interviewed Nick Cannon where he basically said that him and Christina didn't work out and she's not doing as well as he is or something shady like that. Whatever. I want to take this clip and send it to Christina. You don't want Christina Milian, or you do want Christina Milian?
I don't know who I want. You know what I'm saying? I want some money. That's all I want.
It's clear, man. Like, that's the goal.
Me,
the bag
tell me
is
where
the
money
goal.
At. I mean, everything else come after. I mean, if I meet someone and like we just link up and like the bond is there and the friendship is there, then hey, shit, who knows what happened after?
I mean, you 23, man. You got a long time to get these hoes. Let's
well, get the bag. Don't you? Okay.
These
see,
women.
Here's the deal.
Oh, excuse me.
Here's
women.
The deal. 62% of the women listening to this show right now are mad that you called them. These hardworking women on Instagram.
No, let's be real. You stupid. It's fucking
no,
that.
Do you know how much work
every
it takes?
Every woman has a little hoe in her. Every woman.
Everybody has a little hoe in them.
All right, Dan. So
I feel obligated to say something. It's the only woman. Like every. First of all, I do agree with you. I agree with you, but you shouldn't say it.
What, that all women got a little hoe in them?
And these women are working
are
hard.
Are y'all for real?
Do you know how hard hoes work?
No, I'm sorry. Are y'all serious?
You know how hard it is to be a hoe? It took me 2 hours to put my makeup on. I can't imagine hoeing from sunup to sundown. Give those women their credit. Respect them.
You right. I'm sorry, hoes.
Hoes lives matter.
I'm so sorry. They're going to let me
I'm
happen.
Done with this movement. I'm not part of this movement.
No, because we had this whole conversation. What is a hoe? I mean, what is a hoe? I don't know what a hoe is.
What's your opinion of a hoe? You about to put the glass?
No, I don't want Dice to regret coming to this show. You guys are trying to hook him up with Christina Milian. Now you guys are asking.
I think that was all you.
I think that was all you, Jason fucking Lee. But back to Dice.
All right, let's roll the dice here. We're gonna play a game. We have a game called "You Could Have." Are you ready?
Let's get it.
First of all, nigga, don't come up here so high. That
we can... Right. He's missing
like,
every
I know
other
what
one.
He wants. The nigga wants a blunt and a nap.
Okay. A snack and a nap.
Okay. Oh, God.
All right, so the game is called You Could Have. We've never played it before. Gio, do you want to lead the game?
No, you can lead it.
No, I've let everything else. Go ahead.
Okay. Basically, I'm going to ask you a question if you could have this or that, and you just got to fill in the blank. Yeah? All right, so if you could have one dream collaboration with an artist, who would it be? He's taking his time. He's passionate about his shit. One dream artist, dead or alive, who would it be?
Definitely Michael Jackson.
Oh, that's a great fucking answer.
That's a good answer.
How do you like the Drake? You like the Drake and Michael Jackson?
I was just gonna bring it up, man. Yeah, that's dope.
You like it?
Yeah, I'll be jamming.
I don't feel like that's Michael.
Word?
Didn't sound like it.
Drake would not put out a song.
Only
with
you would sit here.
That was dumb.
That, listen, you listen
hold
to
on,
that.
Hold on. No, stop. We're playing a game. We,
all right,
the
whatever.
The nigga is
okay.
High. You now throwing out okay. Whether or not Michael's dead. Nigga, stay to the script.
All right, you have the choice to only listen to Bun B or Paul Wall. Dang, that's back home, too.
I got a record with Paul Wall, so Bun B.
Oh, Bun B all day.
That was a good answer.
Shout out Paul Wall.
Oh, shit. Who wrote this? You can have a choice to find your parents' sex tape or have your parents find your sex tape.
Yikes.
I would definitely rather my parents find my sex tape.
Good answer.
Oh,
fucked up answer, but good answer.
Super. Oh, this is a dope one. You can have a one-minute conversation with your past self or your future self.
My future self.
Oh, that's hard. Why is that? You want to see?
Because I'm gonna have a whole lot of game to kick. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna put myself on game real. Whoa! And then I can already just be documented. You know what I'm saying?
Got you.
Let's ask some great questions. Okay, would you rather be in love with one woman or just have an limitless supply of gorgeous hoes?
All the giraffe you can handle.
Or one down ass woman that you know like has your back.
Definitely that.
You sure?
At 23, that's...
Yeah.
This man has a bright future.
He said mother and father was in his life.
Listen, if you listen to his music,
Kendrick said that.
He's not just saying, kill him. Fuck him. Like, there's actually substance, and there's a lot of giraffe in between it all, but it actually has substance, which is why I wanted to learn more about the movement. Now, let's just switch to something a little bit more relevant for the times. What type of weed did you smoke this morning?
Some OG.
I don't fuck with OG. Last time I smoked OG, I was in emergency room. Dead ass serious. I got out my car and started knocking on people's windows to call the ambulance. Dead ass serious, bro.
That's funny. That's crazy.
Well, I don't smoke. The last time I did anything like that, I ate a fucking candy bar in Vegas, and it was a white, one of those white candy bars, whatever. But anyway, the shit was edible.
I fuck with
that. I ate the whole damn candy bar. Nigga, I was laying in the bed. My heart started feeling like it was somebody was blowing air on.
Do you still feel like that when you smoke, or do you? Because when I smoke, it gets me paranoid and anxiety.
The edibles is different from weed. Like weed is cool and good for you, but edibles, that shit is gonna have you feeling
for a few days.
It's gonna have you doing some other shit.
Oh, yeah, I was laying in bed. I thought I was dying. All right, so you could have, yes, that's right here, as you can see on my iTunes. So tell me about that project. What inspired that music?
Just having fun and just going through life and just seeing things, going through stuff, and just putting it all into music. I was working on that project for a while. I'm glad it's finally out. Make sure y'all go get that. It's out everywhere. Mike Dean co-produced it. It's one of my favorite projects.
What I love about it is literally an album that you can play from the beginning to the end. Appreciate all the way
that.
Through.
And that's a rare thing.
Appreciate that, for real, for real.
It kind of gives you the vibe where, like, if you were at a barbecue and you wanted some really dope music, like you wanted a dope vibe, it would create that. But also if you were in the house getting ready to go to the club, and then there's music if you at the club.
Oh,
like, I just feel like it's a vibe.
I'm gonna definitely listen to that shit tonight, bro.
Yeah, please do that.
So your father gave you an ultimatum. You bailed out on college education like 2 weeks before.
A day before. He got on my ass that Sunday, and I started class that Monday.
And he said you can either achieve a successful rap career in 2 years or go back to school.
For sure.
And then he says, you said, I love learning, especially now that I'm not in school no more, but I feel like school wasn't really teaching you shit that you need to know.
Yeah, I mean, wow. Shit, I mean, I cheated since elementary school, so I really don't. I tried learning, you know, whenever school starts, and then you be like, all right, bet I'm going there. I'm gonna go learn everything, take my notes. Like, I did that. That shit worked out for like the first 2 weeks. Then when the homework and the shit started getting a little bit, the numbers start getting more bigger in math and
adding
the
letters.
It just
because
too much.
Because when you get a check in rap, you're never gonna have someone say, what is X plus Y? What is 25,000 versus 50,000?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that was what, 2 years ago? Did you achieve the goal?
Yeah, look at his goddamn wrist. The motherfucker could pay for your whole life on his goddamn wrist.
We ain't
right
doing
now.
Too much, Nathaniel. You could go jet skiing on either.
Nathaniel, we say that back. So you selling out shows? What are your venue? What type of venues doing?
I mean, we straight. We doing. I do a lot of festivals. My booking agent get me on a lot of music festivals. That's so that's really is. that's like really all I be doing. I love turning up with the kids. Always in the crowds and shit, crowd surfing and just fucking around out there. The festivals be like. I think the festivals are the best shows to me.
So it's crowd surfing when you jump out in the audience.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you could jump in the crowd. No, yeah.
Let me.
you think about trying
time,
that shit?
The last time I looked up. Wait, what'd you say?
I said you thinking about trying it.
First of all, the last time I looked up, I was a real journalist. Go read me in Vanity Fair, bitch.
He is a professional.
Bitch. Read me in Vanity Fair, bitch. How about
Tory
that?
Lanez just tried
Let
this shit.
Let me ask
and they
my fuck Tory Lanez. I'm asking my Tekashi. Question.
My bad. Go ahead.
Nah, not fuck Tory Lanez. That little nigga's mad at me. All right. So when you jump into the audience, which is what I'm going to say, when you jump out to the audience, do you ever wonder like somebody's going to steal your shit?
I mean, I take my jewelry off. I don't like losing my jewelry or breaking shit. So I just take my jewelry off and start like now when I perform, I really don't even like go on with my jewelry because I don't feel like breaking shit, losing shit, and I'd rather just go, give it my 100%, jump in the crowd, wild out, just fucking go crazy and leave out with a bang. Mm.
Okay, so when you're on the road and say there's fans waiting for you to thank you for your music or whatever, do you ever, when you go to each city, do you look for somebody that you want to take back to the hotel? Are you that? Because I remember back in the day when Jodeci and the, you know, the Bad Boys of R&B were out, they were out bagging girls. I'm sure rappers do that.
I think I kind of did all of that before, but I mean now, I let the homies turn up.
Wait a minute, what does that mean?
I let the homies get bitches and do females, whatever they want, however they want to turn up. I just let them have fun. I'm going to turn up regardless. I know how to have fun.
See, he's a man that shares the pie, man.
You feel me?
Niggas don't do that these
days.
Come on,
now tell him. Kick that shit to him. Let him know the kind, man.
Niggas don't do that these days. It's all about me. No,
it ain't no fun
if the homies can't get none.
Giovanni, your relationship as it relates to what he just said is a porn hub. Nigga, your concert is going to the internet, nigga,
say it again, picking which video you want. Well, you forget I've danced with some of the biggest artists in the world, so we get the same type of...
What happened? Say it again.
I've danced with some of the biggest artists and toured with them in the world, so we get the same type of shit. If they can't get to the artists, they definitely coming for the dancers. I got a condom on right now.
Well, I know some of the artists. I know some of the artists that you dance for. Do you guys share the STDs too, or do you just?
Oh my God!
All right. Anyway, we'll get off that. So back to the music. So Michael Jackson being one of the artists that you'd want to collaborate with, who's dead? Who alive right now do you want to collaborate with? Like,
I love it.
I want to tap in with the Latin crowd. I don't know.
So like J Balvin, Bad Bunny.
Yeah, somebody like that. J Balvin, Bad Bunny.
You know, when somebody introduced me to Bad Bunny, they were at the Latin Grammys. They were like, "This is Bad Bunny," and I didn't know who he was, so I didn't really understand. Like, you a Bad Bunny? That nigga's massive. He has a big audience.
Yeah, I was shocked about that, but that's very refreshing to hear you say. I want to tap in with the Latin artists. I was definitely expecting somebody else to come out your mouth, but that's dope.
Appreciate that. Yeah, nah, I'm half Mexican and half Colombian, so like that's definitely like a lane I'm definitely aiming for.
You're black, correct?
Nah, I'm Mexican and Colombian.
Oh, so you're not black either.
Nah. I definitely thought you was a nigga.
Thought you was black.
Well, he technically is.
Please don't say technically a Colombian is black, because Colombia is South America.
You know exactly. Geographically, it's just.
Look, y'all ain't gonna do this shit to me. Hey, look at that, my boy. I thought he was a light skinned black dude.
I thought he was black too.
But yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I totally thought it was just.
Here come all the followers. You guys are colorists. You guys are racist. You guys are stupid. You don't know where Colombia is. Like, I'm done.
You know what? Moving on.
So do you identify just being a rapper and honestly someone who does look like just a fair skinned African American man? Do you like identify though with that base as much as like? Mm-mm. Okay. I didn't even know where to go. He just looked me. You know the whites in my eyes and said,
You know what's happening right now? You know what's happening? Dice said, damn, I keep faking on this nigga. I'm going to go do this interview. I know I'm too high to do it. And I know I'm not going to answer a lot of this shit the way they want me to. But I'm going to be there. And I appreciate you coming.
Yeah, you because
I've seen some of your interviews, you know, and some of your...
Let's keep chopping game, though, you know?
Okay.
We still kicking shit.
All right, so... Let me ask you this question. And Giovanni, please let me ask without you interrupting, because I know you're going to say something as soon as I get the first few words out, okay? So I just want your honest opinion, being a 23-year-old Colombian male. So Giovanni likes to get his ass eaten, and I've said to him before that I think that was gay. He doesn't think it's gay.
Oh, my
what
God.
Do you think?
First off, before you answer that, bro, I don't
know. I told you not to say that.
The way you setting it up, bro, is not cool. As a straight heterosexual male, when I'm getting fellatio activity on my dick and a girl's ass, a girl's tongue touches my gooch and my taint, I'm not mad at it. Go ahead, bro.
That part made me so uncomfortable.
I'm so remarkably uncomfortable.
Get the fuck out of here. Every woman, when they sucking a nigga giving a nigga giraffe.
Hold on.
The tongue has touched a man's tank. Oh, gooch.
I don't know what kind of bitches.
No.
I don't know. Can we just pull you in from the edge? No, I'm just saying, like, I've never accidentally wandered to the gooch. Like, it's like getting lost. You're supposed to go to Beverly Center and you ended up on Rodeo. You don't. It doesn't happen. It's too far. The little boy said, take a left in 900 feet. And she took a right and went for 4 miles.
When she's going down to the balls.
Wait, for the followers.
Jason.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, hold on.
You ain't worth a damn.
No, let me just say this. for the followers who are listening right now saying, see, Jason's fucking messy. No, I strategically create conversations that make people go, and that was it. Thank you so much. Wait, hold on. Dice, you still here, right? You still
yeah,
late?
I'm here. Okay.
So, what do you think?
Oh, I mean, shit, that's that man business. He like that shit, then shit, he like that shit, you feel me?
It's a real nigga right
I'm going to just, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I mean, shit, that's what's up.
You ain't worth a damn.
So, Veronica, you don't think given, I mean, not to bring up like hometown buffet or anything, but you don't think that when you're in the bedroom with a man that that's a part of the meal.
Hometown buffet.
Okay, so let's just put just a few. One, I would never.
Too pretty.
What if he has proper hygiene?
Stop. Yeah, she's too pretty.
Nah, she lying. She just really capping. She just juicing.
No, babe, I don't have to cap. I don't. And I just, for me, that's not.
You ain't never accidentally grazed a
no,
nigga's gooch.
Accidentally on purpose. It's just a scenario that has never. I've never found myself in.
But do you like your gooch? Your gooch?
You like your ass? Well,
see, this you ain't worth a goddamn.
Like I said. Yeah, but here's the deal. I can have, you know, to you know, play devil.
I'm not adverse to it.
I'm looking at Veronica. I love Veronica. I love her and her show and her co-host, and they're all beautiful women. I don't want to picture Veronica with some man holding her hair while she's eating his booty out. And this is the thing. I know you and Tank have a lot in common. And, you know, shout out to Tank who just got married to his longtime wife. I can't picture Zena eating Tank's ass out. And I...
Don't be I've the never... ones that do it the best.
Okay, well, so what is the craziest... Okay, I'll move right along. Fuck
Ryan.
It.
Yo, dog. Oh, all right. God.
So, so you were in Vegas last night. What were you doing in Vegas?
My homie Designer, he had a show at Club One Oaks. I was out there rocking with him.
He was Designer was just on Wildin' Out too, and you know how you have to rap shit. All he did was like scream out sounds. Yeah, and it was funny as hell though because he wasn't doing what he was supposed to be doing, but it was funnier than what everybody else was doing.
You got a song? Nah,
I'm already knowing. Yeah, yeah. We have performed that that record at One Oak SSP with me, him, and Ty Dolla. Yeah,
yeah. Dang, man, Ty Dolla.
Shout out Ty, man. He going crazy right now.
He's going crazy.
So yeah. Have you ever thought? Have you thought of modeling? Like she was asking you earlier about, or somebody was asking you. Do you just see yourself as a rapper? Do you think about
I do everything. I'm an actor, trapper, rapper, hoe macker. I'm a model too, though.
Bars.
Hoe macker. I'm using that shit.
Real talk. No, I'm saying no.
Okay,
no
so wait, let's start, we'll get to the hoe macker in a minute, but let's start with the model. So, like, what type of modeling have you done?
I just did this stuff with Guess Jeans. We got some billboards around LA too, so shout out Guess Jeans. We had did a photo shoot for what was it? We doing something with Puma right now too.
Yo,
I see you Puma out.
Yeah, I see it. So you know we had to get you in here before you blow up. So let me ask you: if you had to choose between Cardi and Nicki, who are you putting on your album? You only get one.
I don't know. They're both great.
You got a publicist.
Damn.
Okay, dope. That was not a fair answer, but since you're high, we'll let you fly. All right, what other question were you gonna ask, Dice?
Where you see yourself in 5 years from now, man? Like, cause you know, sometimes people it takes sometimes a year. A year can change your
five
fucking
years,
life.
Man, hopefully I'm in movies. I wanna be in the movie theaters. I wanna be in some big movies doing some crazy shit.
So you putting yourself out there as more than a rapper. You want to act too. It's like,
yeah, yeah.
Who's your favorite actor?
He said rapper.
I know,
actor,
Jason. Can I
trapper?
Can I fucking curate my homemaker. Fucking question and a homemaker?
Well, part of being a good journalist is paying the fuck attention.
I am, but I'm retracting to remind the
retracting
people.
Retracting is when you say shit right. You shouldn't say like that fucking question.
You know what?
Retract that, nigga.
We all go right. Through this shit all the time. Trust me.
So in terms of homemaking, where do you get your game from?
Swag. Houston niggas got Houston bitches and niggas.
How
got
you
swag.
Know? Don't see. Okay, I'm gonna let you slide, but what? You know what I was gonna say.
Yeah, yeah.
They know what I was about to
what?
Say.
Nigga, I'm you from Gary, Indiana. No, we're gonna slide
right on you. You fucked up, but I'm gonna let you go.
God, whatever,
gonna,
go
I'm
ahead.
Gonna get you. All right, so you often have a little kid on your Instagram. Is that your nephew or
my cousin?
It's your cousin. Yeah. So, like, are you like a
the Jaden?
I almost get like you're like a parent figure. Like you ready for kids?
Nah, I'm not. Not at all. And that's just my little dog. He just
he's like the homie.
He just kind of like a little reflection of me. So I'm just trying to get him prepared. So whenever he hit a certain age, he can already. Whoop, you feel me? Just beyond that.
So when you come in the house and he's rapping Giraffe, do you pull him aside to say, you can't do that right
now?
Nah,
he can do what he want. He the man with the plan. That's the kid that did.
How old is he?
He's two.
He's a swagged out kid. That's why I thought he was his son. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you have haters?
I believe so.
But like, how do they show up? Like, in my life, they show up on my Instagram. They tell me how to kill myself every day. How do your words? You know, honestly, I wake up with anxiety every morning because there's always somebody telling me.
The way they give you instructions on how to.
They're like, swallow fucking razor blades and die from peroxide, or like they tell me the craziest things. At this point, it's like, who can get the best
recipe for you to die? Right.
So, how do your haters show up?
I mean, I be seeing like comments on like YouTube and. That's probably where the bad comments is on, like World Star.
But. Oh, World Star is notorious. It's funny. No though. Matter how good the shit is, it could be Jesus could release an album. Man, Jesus, that shit was trash. Like, they hate on everything, man. What kind of shit they be saying about you, though?
Man, they just be saying crazy shit. I mean, I really can't remember, but you know, they're trying to fire me up.
So Future had recently come out and said that a lot of the rappers today don't really give him credit for creating a sound. And I know when listening to some of your music last night, I can hear there's some similarity to Future, mm-hmm. I guess, in sound. Is he somebody that's inspired you, or is he somebody that's...
Yeah, definitely. His new project that he just put out, Beast Mode 2, is fire. I've been jamming there lately. Shout out to Future.
Every song is about drugs, though.
I mean, didn't he talk about lean and all that? Wasn't that the song?
Like, I get it, nigga.
Staying true to brand.
You didn't overdose 100 times on that album.
Yeah, but he performed the other night at the Maxim Hot 100 party, so he's still getting the bag.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm good, love, and joy. He's creating cultural sayings and everything. You know about that, right?
Yeah.
Veronica.
Good, love, and joy.
No, I typically don't know what's going on.
He flew a woman out. Basically, I'm not going to say he wanted a raw dogger, but he was going to hit it. And she started asking some crazy questions, and then he just said, I'm good, love, and joy, and now it's a...
It's a saying.
It's a saying in the culture.
To dismiss you.
So if your daughter, who's 18 years old, says something to you like, I'm good, love, enjoy, she's just clout the shit out you.
Yeah.
I think she said that to me.
Yeah, she said that. She's talking shit.
Oh, yeah. I just miss everything.
That was good.
Okay. So,
Do you think
Tekashi 6ix9ine is a stunt queen and that won't work out one day? Like, at some point, people are going to get tired of his career and just say, I'm done with the bullshit.
I don't think so. I feel like he's doing whatever he gotta do. I feel like he's doing the right thing. I feel like he's grinding real hard and he's strategizing his moves and he moving right. Shout out to Tekashi. I heard that new record is pretty dope.
When I think of you and Tekashi, both have talent, both in the game, both young.
It's really hard for like a Latin artist to make it, you know. So I'm vouching for the kid. He's definitely doing his thing.
Okay, so when you look at some of the rappers though, and that's out there, I mean, do you do what you do with blinders on? Like, I'm just gonna run my race the way that I want to. I'm gonna do what I do based on what I want and the vibe that I feel. Or do you ever look at the competition? Because I know in what I do, there was times when I first started, I was looking at, okay, this person's doing this or this person's doing that, and I finally just unfollowed everybody and said, "Fuck all y'all! I'm about to just come, you know, do what I do." How do you focus on the strategy of getting your music out there and, you know, in people's ears?
I mean, I get with my team and we just like try to come up with ideas and strategize our next moves and just figure out what's new and what's going on. Cause you know, every other week is always something new coming up, an app, a game, a update. You just always gotta just stay up to date with everything. So we just always just trying to stay 10 heads, you know, trying to stay ahead of the game.
So what advice would you give Mr. Soho about becoming a productive young man in this industry.
I know. You know, you guys give me a hard time. Like, I talk to people like I'm everyone's mother, but I don't.
I love that shit.
What you mean?
No, I would just say to you, just like, I take one look at you, you're so handsome.
Appreciate you.
And then you, just for me, like, is not an older woman, but I don't really like listen to like rap or hip hop. I just downloaded your album, but you know, just stay focused. You chose to do this, you know, over education. So learning is about learning what's in your world. Learn everything you can from all these rappers and artists that you talk about and think to the future.
Yeah, now I'm always learning. I'm trying to tap in with everything. I'm trying to do more than just music and tour. I feel like it's room for me to do a lot. So I'm always learning, getting free game, always asking questions. I'm always reading books, just trying to stay tapped in with everything.
Who's one of your go-to people in the industry for advice?
My pops. Oh, you said industry. My bad. I just talk to a lot of my rapper homies, like Designer. He give me game. I talk to Slim Thug a lot. He give me game.
Slim Thug, he's an OG. I heard he out there buying out like whole blocks in Texas.
Yeah, nah, he definitely doing this thing, man. He's that's the man with the plan. He a legend, man. Shout out Slim Thug. He's always helping the community out, like every time, every day.
That's the one thing I'll say about the Houston rappers. Even with Trey, I talked to Trey and Bun B at Wildin' Out about it, that the thing that I've seen, and even Jay Prince and them, is that you guys are all real active in your community.
Right.
It's not like y'all make it and move out or like turn your back on everybody.
Yeah.
Why is that a Southern thing, or what? Why is that?
Man, I don't know, man. It's just something about Houston that's just so special. I mean, I love going back to Houston. Like, I go to Houston too much. Like, I go out there every month, and I just find myself staying there, just having too much fun and working also. But you know, Houston is just the vibe, the food, the women, the weather.
Shout out to Papa Do's. Yeah. Every time I go to Houston, it's the first stop.
So where do you live now?
I live here.
Oh, you live in L.A.? Yeah. Okay, so what do you like about L.A.? Because people would say the weather, the women, the weed,
know,
too.
The work. I mean, the music, the business is all out here. This where the money at. I mean, you know, it's a place. I mean, it's a lot of opportunities out here, so.
Well, you mentioned your dad, like, earlier, saying that, like, you go to him for advice. Like, after he kind of gave you that ultimatum to get successful or to go back to, you know, to college. Like, yeah, how has your relationship changed?
With me and Pops, it changed a lot, actually. It's probably like my best friend right there. He always putting me on game, and I just feel like I'm like he like me, but I'm just a little better than him. You know what I'm saying? I'm more player than him. At first I thought he was a little too player, but now that I'm at where I'm at, I'm like, Pops, you tripping? You feel me? Like, hey man, you need to take my steps now. He documented and verified. He got a lot of game.
But do you still listen and respect your father?
Definitely, 100%. Yeah, he know this. He been through a lot, and he done did it all. So, I'm definitely following his steps. I'm just trying to do it better.
Mm. And now he's super supportive of your journey in this process.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, now you're able to like buy everybody really nice Christmas presents too.
Yeah, kind of. But as soon as the bag all the way right, I'm gonna have him with me all day, 24/7. I'm gonna have him with me doing big documented shit. You feel me?
Okay, so now that you're in LA, do you go out a lot? Because I haven't seen you really out.
I've never seen you out.
I've never.
What the fuck is that? How you gonna move to our city and stay in the house or studio?
I mean, because
you know our office in LA is the club. Like our office is going to Le Petit Four or Katana. Like, why are you not out?
I'm out if it makes sense. Like, I'm just not gonna be out here playing around. Like, when I first came out here, I was just fucking around a lot. I like go to as many parties as I can, as many events as I can. But now it's like, all right, project out what makes sense. All right, DJs, we go tap in at this club. We're gonna pull up to this club. We're gonna fuck the DJ here. We're gonna fuck the DJ here. And, you know, I'm just wherever it makes sense. If it makes sense, I'm in the like swimwear. You feel me?
So you're working. You're not just hanging out.
Yeah, no, I don't hang out.
Like somebody granddaddy living in you.
He said, I don't hang out.
But the thing. Okay, so this is what I would say about LA. That's different than Houston, right? Working in LA is being out though, to a certain degree. You know what I'm saying? Like I totally get it. Like I, for me to leave my house these days, it is difficult. But I will go to like Boa for dinner and then run
four,
into
four lunch meetings and four yeah, dinner meetings.
Yeah, like
meetings.
You know, because you take those meetings at like the right spots. You go.
I mean, but I'm always working though. Like not like when I'm in. I got a home studio, so my engineer he lives with me. So my engineer slash producer like DJ he does it all. So when I'm at home, like if I'm on a couch and I'm playing Fortnite, he will bring the studio from upstairs to downstairs and sit it right next to me, so I won't have to get up. And I just record from
wait,
right
there. Wait, why is... Why okay, let me tell you something. Fortnite, Fortnite is going to be the next thing next to pussy that ruins niggas' lives.
See, my friend, right now, trying to have
my
no
friend
baby.
Right now is at a school on a college, on a football scholarship. I'm like, nigga, do you even play football anymore? Every time I call you, all you doing is playing Fortnite. He's like, yeah, bro, I got to beat...
The motherfuckers
you know, I
got to
beat this game. They're
making a lot of money.
Nah. I mean, yeah, I play Fortnite a lot. But I mean, shit, I play Fortnite so I could talk to my fans and play my music. And they hear me record. I ask them questions. They give me advice. I want to know what they listening to. You know what I'm saying? So that's just me whenever I'm on Fortnite, so... But other than that, I mean, I'm always working out here. I got a lot of industry friends, and I got a lot of homies out here. Everybody out here, Fatboy, Pimby Rock, Roy Woods, Prem out here.
Roy Woods.
I'm fucking with everybody out here, so we always out.
Fatboy, SSE?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so... So I can see that the weed is wearing off because now...
I'm getting back.
I definitely felt the
shift.
The
weed is worn off. Yeah. It's sort of like when you watch the sunset, you know, like it's sunny and then the sun just go down. It's like, you know, or sunrise. In this
game. Oh, man. I wish I could still smoke weed. I just can't.
Why not?
That shit make me feel like I'm about to die.
No, he's on probation.
You will
he's
not
on probation. I'm not on probation like that. I don't got to do no piss test, but weed right now, I should put me in the emergency room, bro.
Nah, I feel you. I feel that. Nah, I mean, yeah, it's different weeds out there.
I used to smoke, I came up with some of the best choreography ever in my life.
Yeah.
The best creative ideas.
You a dancer?
Retired dancer, yeah.
What kind of dancing?
I used to dance with Chris Brown, Beyonce, Omarion, Will.i.am. Shit.
He was a twerker.
Nah, chill.
Look at that. Real nigga right here.
I'm getting ready for season 13 of Wildin' Out. Nick, I'm getting my motherfucking comedy ready. All right, so yeah, you seem like you're a nice guy.
Soup.
You have appeal, you have great music. Do you think when you take a girl home though and you just want to lay back and get giraffed that you're not really pleasing her? Because as a woman, would you ever just like suck a man off and that's all he wants?
Absolutely not.
Let me tell you,
do you ever go into Neiman Marcus and put your money on the counter and walk out without your shit?
You see
that makes
right
no
there?
Sense. What is that?
I was down on that
you tried to
like
leave
50 minutes.
Awesome.
50 minutes.
First of all,
eating that pussy for 50
first
minutes.
First of all, you know what?
That's what that's from.
Oh no,
it's a good man
I'm
right
a little
here.
Different on this side. I mean, shit, if you're going to give me some head, that better be making you happy some way, somehow. You better be glad I'm giving you the opportunity to get in my Versace seats. And you know what I'm saying? To that boy, you feel me?
Wait.
Like
my dad did.
My fault, B. You just shook the hand that pushed his faces down in his asshole.
Too.
So you mean a woman literally has to just be happy inside herself?
If you know what it is, then you know what it is on my end. You feel me? If you're down for the crown, I never make a sign and shit. Whatever happens, we're going to happy. You
so
know what I'm saying?
So many bars.
It's
non-stop
wait,
bars.
Wait, say that one more time if you're what?
Just got to stay down for the crown and never make a sound.
Damn, he got somebody
gonna fall
somebody,
in place.
Somebody granted a name.
If you're down for the crown, everything gonna fall in place. You're gonna get what you want. You're gonna be happy.
What's the crown though? I'm confused.
What you mean?
Crown.
The crown. You
like crown royal?
Oh gosh.
If you my queen, then you already know what it is.
Damn.
I just don't think queens are made on their knees. It's like to start. Like just start there. You know, you don't gotta be on your knees.
They are.
Oh fuck you! That come from eating that pussy for 50 minutes.
He clocked it. 50 minutes, not an hour.
Half sloppy Joe. Oh, not sloppy Joe. Okay. I ain't gonna use that reference.
But you know, here's the thing. You know, I'm being really good right now because I'm not sharing any of my sexual escapades, and I have to sit here and be forced to listen to some of the most ridiculous sexual stories that you tell, and it's so
true. Look, I'm a man.
Back
that
to Dice Soho. Let's right. talk about. I like Dice's music. That is why Dice is here. Yeah. I didn't know we was gonna talk about Blessing the Crown, and I definitely didn't know we was gonna talk about your gooch. This was not that episode.
You brought it up.
Ugh. All right, so Dice, how can we help you at Hollywood Unlocked? Because I'm down with your movement. I'm down with you. I'm down with your music. I don't fuck with a lot of people. Yeah. I mean, I'm a nice person, I think, but depending on who you ask, some people may say differently. I don't really care. How could we help you? How could we be a part of your movement?
Just like, you know, just stay, let's stay tapped in. Let's figure out some stuff that we can do. Just let me know what you can do for me. And shit, man, you know, it's all love on this end. We
what's the gram, show. Man? Tell him your gram.
What's his gram? Let me tell you. It's Dice Soho.
No, it could be Dice Soho underscore official.
Dice Soho.
It could be Dice dot
wait,
Soho.
Listen.
It could be Dice official. It could be the real Dice Soho.
No, listen. It's Dice Soho.
Okay, but guess what? Listen.
No, hold on. No, get your words together.
No,
nigga.
Drake. Let's, for example, look Drake's your, Instagram. Look what your shirt Drake, say right you big now. Dummy. Drake's Instagram isn't Drake. Hold it's on, Champagne Poppy.
But we're not interviewing Drake.
I know, but I'm just saying his Instagram may not have been Dice Soho.
But you know what it is?
It could have been bitch, get on your knees,
no,
please.
But you
or
know what it is?
It's down it's, for it's the Dice crown.
Soho. Yeah.
It's real. It's eight letters.
Jason,
spelled the way it sounds.
You know the example I just used. It probably wouldn't been Dice Soho. It could have been some other shit.
When we interview Drake, we should say that too. But right now we're interviewing Dice Soho.
During this whole exchange, I followed you on Instagram because that was like unnecessary 38 minutes.
It was, and that's what Jason does. Unnecessary shit.
Well, listen. You know the thing. I follow Dice Soho. I've been following Dice Soho. I've been following his movement. I've been following his music. Now we have Veronica's like turn on to you. Download the album. Wasn't it great?
I did.
It was a great album. We understood every word he said too.
I really appreciate that. I can't understand it.
That's what I'm saying. Some of these rappers now, they just be screaming. I don't know if it's should I dial 911? Should I go to the next
call
song?
Call for help.
All right. Thank you so much for getting over your high mid interview. I really appreciate you stepping in. All right. So what else do you want people to know about your movement?
Y'all follow me. I'm on all the social medias, Dice Soho. If you play Fortnite, Dice Soho 1, you feel me? We catching doves all day. Yeah, man, we got more music on the way. SSP, my single out now. Make sure y'all download it, save it. SSP featuring Ty Dolla $ign and Designer. And shit, that's it.
And if there's a girl that wants to bless the crown, where does she follow you or what does she need to do? How does she submit an application for that?
Do you take like DMs or do you like prefer people running up on you in person?
You could send a DM. I'm going to try to look. I mean, I'm you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, but shit, I got an email. I got an email, you know what I'm saying?
Don't give me an email
address.
You can
submit your form.
Giraffe at DiceSoho.com.
You dig?
You about to go run that blunt. Go round two.
Okay, well, I think I've asked everything I needed to ask. You know, I didn't intend for this interview to be messy. I'm sorry Gio showed up to work today, but I definitely I love what you're doing. I love your movement. I love your positivity. And we'll continue to support you at Hollywood Unlocked because I think your shit's dope.
Yeah, man. Good blessings to you and your future, King.
All right, cool. So we out of here. Peace.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.